Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hello, my friend. It is that time of year when we look back and reflect on what we have or maybe even haven't achieved this year, and we set our sights on the next year. And while it's super, super tempting to skip right to the fun part, the planning for next year and the dreaming big, I don't want you to skip the reflection process because this is how we can learn so much about what we've experienced and how we can take it forward with us. And as a business owner, taking this time, which yes, I know our time is so precious and we have to protect it, but this is so worth your time. I want you to make sure that this is a priority for you because as a business owner, if we can take this time to truly reflect on what worked and what didn't and what we enjoyed and what we didn't and everything in between, we can make better business decisions and we can set more achievable goals. Because how many times have you set a goal and did not achieve it, felt terrible about it, and then tried again? And if we can really look back and see what helped me achieve a goal, what hindered me from achieving a goal, this is how we can start to look forward and make realistic goals as we move forward. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to share my three-step process of how I reflect on everything over the course of an entire year. Now, you probably know that I'm a huge fan of quarterly planning, and 90-day goals are what I live by. But once a year, I do sit down and look at an entire year and see that reflection really through so that I can set the sight for the next year. So this is the three-step process that I use on a yearly basis. Step number one in this process is a calendar audit. So this exercise is not something I came up with. There's many people who use this exercise, but I'm going to tell you how I look at this and how I use my calendar to really help me reflect on the entire year because it is so incredibly powerful. This is something that every year, I swear, I sit down and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do my calendar audit and I never really want to do it. I think, I don't really feel like it. I don't have the time to do this. But my friend, every time I do it, every single year, it is so powerful. And I think, gosh, I'm so glad I did that because it really helps you understand how you spent your year. Because I know not everything gets put on our calendar. I totally understand that. But a lot of things do and a lot of things you don't remember. It's pretty amazing what you can learn from your calendar. So what I want you to do is actually spend some time and I want you to go all the way back in whatever calendar you use, whether it's digital or paper, and I want you to look from January 1st all the way through the day you're doing this. So if you're doing it before the end of the year, maybe it's December 26th or 27th or whatever, but it could be the 31st. So do this for the entire year. And I want you to really look at what you spent your time on over the course of the year. When you're doing this, it's easy to get overwhelmed if you think of like, well, what am I supposed to do with this information? So I want you to take a look at every single thing on your calendar and really put things into two categories. Category number one is things I enjoyed or it helped me achieve a goal and I want to do more of it. So these are the things that you're like, you know what? That was really fun. I want to do it again. And the other category is things you didn't enjoy or help you achieve a goal or that you don't want to do anymore. And these two categories, it's really broad. This is going to be life and business. So we know as entrepreneurs that everything is integrated. And so I really want you to remember that this is life stuff, like lunch with a friend, and it's business stuff, like starting a podcast or having coaching calls, like whatever the case is, whatever is on your calendar. So a few examples of what I learned as I went through this process is that I realized that coaching calls were back on my schedule. So in previous years, I had really stepped away from doing one-on-one coaching calls, but more and more people over the course of 2023 were asking for this, and I started to put it on my calendar more, and I really enjoyed them. And so I had taken a break from that, but I had put them back on the calendar, and my reflection was that it brought in revenue, which is fantastic, and I really, really enjoyed it. So this was something that I wanted to keep doing in 2024. And so that was a very easy decision once I realized, oh yeah, this is what people need. I was really enjoying it because what our clients need and what we enjoy changes over time. And so we need to make sure to pay attention to what they need and what we want. And so that was a quick decision of like, yeah, I'm enjoying this. So I want to do more of it. I also realized that I signed up for way too many free masterclasses, trainings, webinars, etc. These are on my calendar because every time you sign up for one, they say, add it to your calendar. And of course, I click the button to add it to my calendar so I don't miss it. And my friend, I realized your girl loves to learn. And so that's what I did. I spent a lot of time on free webinars. And they're not bad. I love them. I really enjoy them. But I need to be really, really focused. So the next thing I did when I saw this was I looked at what type of content I was consuming. And I saw a little bit of a trend. And so I was like, you know what? What I need to do is I can give myself some parameters. As I move forward into 2024, maybe I need to ask myself a few questions before I sign up for a free thing. And so that's what I did as I was looking at this. So it really opened my eyes. And I think it's going to open your eyes when you take a look at your calendar like that. So the last part of the calendar audit is I want you to identify 3 to 5 things that when you are doing these things, they help you feel like you were living your best life. And I want you to pull from experiences that you have actually had. So over the course of the year, you just looked over everything in your calendar and you put it into 2 categories, things I want to do more of, things I don't want to do more of, for whatever reason. So I want you to look at the things I want to do more of and pull out 3 to 5 things that you're like, this makes me feel like I'm living my best life. And this is going to look different for everyone. And so I want you to just lean into whatever you want to do, because that's the only thing that matters. I'm about to share a few of mine, but they don't have to be yours. I don't want them to be yours. I want yours to be yours. And you have to identify what is living your best life. Because if you know what those things are, chances are you can prioritize and put more of them on your calendar. So for me, what I realized is I love to do something once a quarter that feels like a luxurious self-care experience. So a massage, a facial, hair appointments, this type of thing. Once a quarter, this is really helpful for me. And typically I make it happen, but I didn't know that until I looked at my calendar. But that's something that I want to prioritize and make sure I don't let go of in 2024. I also realized I love taking walks with my husband, Michael. He works from home, I work from home. And so when we're able to take daily walks around the neighborhood, it just makes my day so much better. So we have always tried to prioritize that. And so I want to make sure that I keep that, but it helps me really feel like I'm living my best life. And another thing when it came to business, so I want you to do both personal and business, right? And so from the business side of things, I really realized that I really enjoyed several partnerships this year. And I feel like I'm living my best business life when I am connecting with other people, lifting other businesses up who I align with, and they're doing the same for me. I love that so much. So partnerships, I need to be careful with how many I have, but I want to strategically choose some partnerships in 2024 that will help me feel like I'm living my best business life. So in step number one, you're looking at your calendar and you're seeing, is something that I want to keep doing? Did it help me achieve a goal? Or is it not something I want to do or didn't help me achieve a goal? And sometimes it's unclear of how something can help you achieve a business goal. And so I wanted to dive into this just a little bit, because if you get into your calendar and you're like, I spend all this time, because this is the example that I hear all the time, I spend all this time on creating social media content. How do I know if it helped me achieve a goal? So the things that you need to know in terms of did it help you, first and foremost, you have to know your goal. So I want you to write that down. I want you to go back in your notes, and hopefully you're setting 90-day goals. If you're not, please make sure to check out episode number 219, and listen to that so you can set 90-day goals. Because going forward, what you could do is just say, what were my 90-day goals? There's only going to be four of them. Did I achieve them or did I not? And what actions helped me achieve them? Because that's the easiest way to know, did something help me achieve a goal or not? And so you have to know your goal, and it needs to be very specific. So like if you wanted to grow your email list by 500 subscribers, did you do that or did you not? And what actions helped you get there? So you have to actually compare your actions, your activities with the goal metric. So that's how you know if something helped you achieve a goal or not. Because chances are you have a mix of things happening. You're taking action in your business, you're sitting down, you're doing things, but you have to make sure that those actions are not just keeping you busy, but they're actually helping you achieve a goal. They're actually helping you be productive in your business and helping you achieve that goal. So making sure that you know this is really important. And on that note, there could be a few ways that will be additional help for you in this section. And so in the show notes of this podcast episode, I have additional end of year reflection questions for you. And so one section is metrics, and it talks about very specific metrics that you would want to look at in your business. And those can help you figure out if something is helping you achieve a goal or not. Additionally, in this set of questions, I go through things like metrics, actions, feelings, and overall questions. There are lots of questions in this list. I'm just going to read a few of them, but you can definitely go to the show notes page on my website to get all of the questions. So metrics can look like, what were your goals this year? Did you achieve them? What was your highest revenue stream? What was the lead generation type or opt-in that brought in the most leads? And obviously looking at conversion rates of things is really, really important as well. In terms of actions, you really want to look at what actions you're taking and if they're truly helping you get to the next level to hit that goal. And another question that's really helpful is asking yourself, are there any assumptions that I'm making right now that I need to test or validate? Because it's very easy to make assumptions in our business because we're doing all this stuff, we're moving forward, and we're really excited about things. Make sure that you're testing all of your assumptions. And then asking yourself if you kept your commitments. This is a big one for you and for me as well, is when I said I was going to do something, did I follow through with it? This helps you really understand what you need going forward. Maybe you need a different type of accountability in your life and in your business in order to hold that commitment that you really want to follow through with. And that's not something to look down upon or feel shame about. It's exciting because it's like, if you didn't follow through with something and then you said, you know what, I actually need a different level of accountability, then you can actually do it. It's an empowering thing when you realize this. I also want you to evaluate your feelings. So there's lots of questions on here about the feelings. Like, what did you love doing? What did you not love doing? What are you proud of? When did it feel like you were managing things well in your business? And how was that happening? What was enabling that? When did it feel like you weren't managing things well? And what was really in your way? I love asking yourself about feelings, because what you really want to do is think about, how do I want to feel next year? And I'll share a tip on how to really explore this in a moment, but really exploring and reflecting on how you felt in the previous year is a great way to get this kickstarted. Hey there, I promised to get you back into the episode really soon, but I wanted to share a special message with you today. So maybe you're feeling like you've let yourself or others down because your business isn't performing like it has before, or you think it should be right now. I want you to know that you, my friend, are not alone. So many of my clients are feeling this way as well, but the clients who are still feeling proud of their businesses have two things in common. They've continued to make progress towards their goal, and their business is still profitable. So even if they aren't exactly where they wish they were, they are still proud because of these two things. I'm on a mission to help entrepreneurs build a profitable and productive business. And if you're looking to do this, I would absolutely love to support you. You can find all of the available options on my website at amandamckinney.com/work with me. But if you still aren't sure what option is best for you, or you just want to have a conversation, send me an email or a direct message on Instagram with the word support, and we can have a chat and see what will fit your needs the best. Okay, let's get back into the episode. So that was all step one. So doing your calendar audit, you put things into categories, and then you identify the 3 to 5 things that help you feel like you're living your best life. All of that reflection time is step one. It's a big one, I know. And then what you want to do, because you've now reflected on the previous year, step number two is to look ahead to next year and set those goals. And so I want you to look at what you want to do in the next year, because you've just reflected on what you are able to accomplish in an entire year. So now we want to look forward and say, what do you want to accomplish in all of 2024? And that's the big goal. That's the thing you write down and really excited about. And that can be the thing that you don't know exactly how you're going to do that, but this is what you really want to do. And then once you do that, I want you to take a step back and say, what can be my first quarter 90-day goal? And again, episode number 219 on the podcast will tell you how to set that goal. But I want you to ask yourself about quarter one and setting yourself up for future quarters as well. But you really want to think about the first 90 days. And that's what I want you to focus on. Even though you've set your goal for the whole year, I want you to really focus on that first quarter. And then ask yourself this. This is super duper important. What level of accountability do you need in order to follow through with this plan? Now, if you haven't heard me talk about accountability levels yet, I'll give you a quick introduction to this. Level number one is accountability through tools. This is using your calendar, using a project management tool, and that helping you stay accountable. So assigning yourself dates and tasks and that sort of thing. That works for a lot of people and a lot of things. But if you're really uncomfortable or if you're really pushing yourself, you might need more accountability than just the tool. Level number two is accountability through connection. This is when you find an accountability buddy. This is when you are in some sort of a live program or, you know, are connecting with local entrepreneurs or a local group that you put together or even an online group. And it's really holding each other accountable. Someone else is working alongside you, kind of doing their own thing, and you're helping hold each other accountable through that connection with the two of you or multiple people. Level number three is accountability through payment. So if you have found that you cannot hold yourself accountable, which we all get into this place, especially if it's something that's really difficult or you're having a lot of struggles with your time management, this is when paying for something will pay off, because people who pay attention and they actually do the action. And so what happens is you can pay for a coach, you can pay for a higher level mastermind, and these types of things with more one-on-one connection. This is not a course. A DIY course is not going to hold you accountable. It'll teach you something, but it's not the accountability piece. The accountability through payment is more one-on-one. There's someone asking you, did you do what you said you were going to do? And that's the third level. So really identifying, number one, what's your goal for 2024? Two, what is your quarter one goal for the first 90 days of the year? And then three, what level of accountability and support do you need to actually follow through with that plan? So now you've made it through step one and step two. You've looked back and reflected on the year previous. Then you've looked forward in step two. And now step three, we're going to have some fun. And I want you to write yourself the future you, the 2024 future you, I want you to write yourself a letter. And I want you to imagine that you're reading this letter to yourself when you're doing next year's planning. So fast forward December 31st, or whenever you want to do this planning for 2025, and you sit down and you read this letter. And I want you to write it to yourself in that way. It's going to feel silly at first, but I promise you it is a fantastic exercise. Because imagine this. Imagine if you were sitting down to do your planning right now, and you had a letter from yourself a year ago. And the letter said, Dear Amanda, or whatever your name is, obviously. Dear Amanda, I hope that you feel so proud of what you've accomplished this year. I hope you took that idea you had about this thing and made it a reality. I hope you took walks with your husband as many times as you could all throughout the week. Can you imagine how helpful that would be at the end of the year. Having that kind of motivational talk, but also like a remember what you did talk to yourself. And I want you to write what you think you'll need, but I want you to write a letter to yourself so that you can really identify what you want in the coming year. Because if you're writing to your future self, you're saying like, I hope you're so proud. I hope you did this. I hope you did this. I hope you feel this way. And all of that, you're going to write in this letter. And here's the thing. You're not just going to read it on December 31st of 2024. I want you to set a reminder to read this letter every single quarter as you're doing your quarterly planning, because that's going to set you up for success the entire year. How amazing is that? I practiced this last year and it was incredible. So inside my project management tool, I have a task that says, read this before you do your quarterly planning. And I wrote myself that letter last year and I've read it every single quarter this year. And it has really helped me understand what I wanted. And it's okay if things change, but really what I wanted to know was, how did I want myself to feel? How did I want the business to feel? How did I want myself to feel, my life to feel, all of that? And of course, life throws us curveballs, but this was a very powerful exercise and I really hope you take me up on it. I know it's going to feel silly, but no one gets to read this except for you. Not a single person on this planet knows what I wrote in that letter, and I've read it every time I did my quarterly planning this year, and it's just been a helpful tool. So I have an example of a letter inside the show notes if you want to check that out, but really, there's not really a template for this. I want you to write the letter you want to write, and it's really asking yourself, how do I want to feel about the end of the year, and what do I want to accomplish? Are there specific things you want to keep in mind? Knowing that you're going to read this every quarter, what would you want to read to give yourself that talk of like, you've got this and you can do it, and here's what you need to stay focused on? That'll really help you. So your next step after listening to this episode is to follow this three-step process and actually do the reflection of 2023 so that you can move forward into 2024 with excitement, with vision, and with just the idea that you can create the business and the life that you want. This is what you've wanted to do. You want to create a business and a life that integrates so that you can have the time freedom and the financial freedom that you dream of. So this is your time to plan, to dream, and to get excited. But don't forget to do the reflection of this year, because if you skip straight to the planning, you're going to miss out on so many lessons that you learned. And I promise you that calendar audit is going to be a huge and powerful exercise for you. I promise. You're going to love it. I promise you, you'll want to tell me, and I hope you do. Send me a message and say, I love it. I love this exercise, because anyone who I've ever heard of that's done it has really come away with a lot of information. So until next time, give yourself permission to take time to reflect and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.